This Teaching English Listening is brought to you by the British Council.
Can you just tell me a little bit about the part of the UK that you're from?
Okay, I'm from West Brom, which is a part of Sandwell, which no one even really knows what Sandwell is anymore because there's lots of discussion about getting rid of Sandwell, but it's part of the wider Black Country, like a little collective number of towns, and you feel like kinship with those towns. So there's like Albury, Smethwick, Worley, Wensbury, Wolverhampton. So these are the kind of areas that you would class like as a Black Country.
And tell me a little bit about what you like about this area.
What I found with the West Midlands is you only have to travel for about half an hour and you're out in the countryside, and you don't get that in London. You travel for half an hour in London and you're still in London. Lots of history as well, like Stratford-upon-Avon. There's the Lickey Hills, there's Mucklow Hill. There's just so many places, and I'm really proud of the area. So when we have friends coming, they're out for 2 days, basically. We're just taking them around everywhere.
And would you say there have been some big changes in this area since you were a little girl, say?
Well, West Brom has got the Public. I don't know if you've heard about the Public. It's like one of the most expensive art projects in mainland Europe. So if you imagine West Brom, it's quite a rundown area, really. And the town centre's really rundown, so you can imagine lots of pound shops. But now we've got this like amazingly expensive, massive purple modern art building slap bang in the middle of West Brom now. Now that was supposed to regenerate the area, but it went into administration before it was even opened. I don't know who came up with that idea, but I think they got completely the wrong market. Because what's really sad is, even though it's cost so much money and there's been so much press, like I work in Birmingham, no one in Birmingham knows about it. So if no one in Birmingham knows about it, I don't know how they thought like people were gonna like travel to West Brom, you know, from wider areas to see it. So that's really sad. But the other thing that's been great in the last 10 to 15 years is the tram line. We've had a tram line put in. So before, when I used to live in West Brom, Birmingham used to seem like a mile off. Like it used to be a trek to get to Birmingham, like an hour on the bus. But now we've got tram line and 20 minutes into Birmingham. And that kind of changed my life because the tram line came about when I was 16. I was able to get my first like weekend job and I was able to travel to Birmingham. And that was like a massive deal for me.
Right.
So that's been great for us.
And what is this region famous for?
Well, I mean, obviously industry, you know, it was famous for industry. Now, what is Birmingham is famous for its accent, I think. You know, that's the one thing that more than anyone, if you tell them you're from Birmingham, they go, oh, yeah, all right. And, you know, so I think the accent, rightly or wrongly, seems to be the thing we're most famous for. But, you know, things like the Bull Ring, like an amazing piece of architecture and, you know, something that was really central to the city centre kind of.
So you've said really a little bit about the accent, but can you just tell me, how would you say people speak in this region? How do they view themselves and the way they speak, perhaps?
Well, it's kind of weird. Like, if you go to West Brom, there's a bit of a Black Country twang, which to outsiders might not sound very different from people in Birmingham. They're like, no, that's a Black Country accent. That's not a Brummie accent. We speak differently. But I think if you go out to the towns, I think we're still quite proud of the accent.